Hello from Galesburg and from Knox College. My name is Sophia Boley, and I'm a current senior here at Knox. Thanks to you for joining us this evening of storytelling. Our aim tonight is to answer your questions about Knox and help you make your final college decision. We'll be taking your questions this evening. There is no question too small or too difficult. We welcome the challenge and will answer sincerely. Even if your question isn't fully formed yet, we'd love to hear from you. So dial in, and we'll see what we can do to help you out. I've also got one of our admission staff here this evening. Sarah, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody. Hey, folks. This is Sarah Colangelo. I'm a 2010 grad of Knox and one of the associate directors of admission here at Knox. I'm on the line, too, just playing a supporting role to our panel tonight. As one of the admission counselors in the office, I can say that we are here to help. So please be in touch over the next couple of weeks with us, with students, and let us know what you need. We can really help connect you with a lot of different things here on campus. So thank you very much, Sophia, and back to you.
Awesome. Thanks. So obviously, we're really excited to hear from folks all across the country this evening. If you'd like to ask a question tonight, it's really easy to just press *3 on your keypad, and it's like raising your hand, and you'll be able to ask a question. It won't interrupt us. It will just let us know that you have a question. That is *3. We'd love to also see you. So if you would alternatively like to, throughout this next upcoming spring, visit us through the Office of Admission. We will host a series of live, on-campus, and virtual events with faculty, staff, and current students. You can press *8 now to receive a text link to a list of these experiences, or you can head directly to knox.edu/admittedstudents. So again, that's *3 for questions and *8 for a link to a full list of ways to experience Knox in the coming months. So to kick us off, I'd like to have our student panelists introduce themselves, and I'll actually get started with that. So again, my name is Sophia. I use she, her pronouns. I'm a public policy major this year at Knox as a senior, which is crazy, and I am involved in the admissions office. I'm a member of a sorority on campus, and I'm also a member of the honor board, and I've done a lot of volunteer work on campus as well. Autumn, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hi, my name is Autumn. I use she, her pronouns, and I am currently in my second year at Knox. I'm studying secondary education and biology. I'm double majoring. On campus, I am part of the women's soccer team. I'm also part of the track team. I work in campus in the dining hall. I've had a couple opportunities as a TA across campus, and I'm calling in today from my hometown, Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Hi, this is Carlos Claudio. I use he, they pronouns. I am studying creative writing as my major and music theory and composition as my minor at Knox College. I'm involved in the Knox College Choir and Chamber Singers, as well as Catch Magazine as the creative nonfiction editor. I also work in residence life as a campus life office student worker, and I'm hailing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin currently. Over to you, Brandon.
Yeah, hello. I'm Brandon, he, him pronouns. I'm a double major in secondary education and history, but I spend a lot of time in the music department. I'm in the Cherry Street Combo. I take lessons. I play electric guitar and bass, and acoustic guitar. I write stuff, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. my other involvements include Ultimate Frisbee, which I'm very excited to talk about if you have Ultimate Frisbee questions. And I am calling to you from the Knox College campus, but I am from Central Oregon.
Hey, I'm Emily. I'm a senior. I use she, her pronouns. I'm a biology major with minors in neuroscience and anthropology. And on campus, I'm involved in chemistry club, and I work in the Office of Admission, as well as I do volunteering with Blessings in a Backpack, a local organization that works with elementary schools in town. And I'm calling from Westminster, Colorado, a nice little city between Denver and Boulder.
Hi, my name is Erin. I use he, they pronouns. I'm currently a senior at Knox. I do a ton of stuff on campus. I'm studying environmental science with minors in Spanish and education. I'm in two choral ensembles on campus. I work at the Nash Farm. I'm in a Greek sorority. I held two officer positions in the sorority. And this is my campus job. It's what I do in my free time.
Again, we're eager to hear from y'all tonight. So please press *3 with questions that you have for us this evening. We'd love to start answering those questions. But to start off with an initial question for our panelists, I'm going to ask all of you, what made you choose Knox initially, and why do you continue to choose it to this day?
I can answer that one. So I found Knox because of soccer. I guess I didn't say I was involved in soccer when I introduced myself. I'm also on the soccer team with Autumn. But when I visited campus, everyone there was super welcoming, super happy to be there and happy to like chat with me, even though I was like this like scared little senior coming onto campus. And I choose to stay at Knox because of all the relationships that I've built. Like I've formed really special relationships with almost every faculty member in the biology department. Like just the other night, we had a lab dinner over at my professor's house. So a bunch of the students that work on our lab, we all got together. We ate pulled pork tacos. You know, it was really, really fun. And so that's just like, I think that Knox is a place that only at Knox could I have found that, not at like a larger university, if that makes sense.
Yeah, one of my reasons for choosing Knox is the creative writing program. I came here knowing that I was going to do creative writing, and when I sat in a creative writing class in the midst of student day, I was immediately hooked. Everybody was engaged in the classroom, and we were engrossed in the art of storytelling and revising and editing other people's stories, and looking for excellence, but in a way that is unique to the writers here at Knox. And what made me stay was actually the music department. I declared my music minor late last year when I was a sophomore, and knew that music was something that I wanted to do because of the fact that I had perused the music department outside of classes, and now I'm taking classes and learning a lot more about it.
Yeah, my answer is actually pretty similar to Emily. I really wanted to go to a small school, a liberal arts school, and I really like that I'm not at like the College of History, or I guess it would probably be the College of Social Studies, you know, at some big university where you're kind of swimming in a crowd of people, but you know, I'm in the same building as all of these other subjects that I'm too scared to take classes in, like anthropology and sociology and fun things like that. And yeah, I like the size. It's very small, and it's not like suffocatingly small. You know, like it's a good middle. I don't know. I mean, there's obviously other reasons, but I feel like we're all going to touch on them. So I just wanted to mention the smallness. I kind of like that.
This is Farron. Yes. I chose Knox because I really like the intersectionality of the environmental science department. I was having trouble finding a school that was touching both on, like, the biology and ecology of environmental science, but also on, like, the social justice aspect of it and talking about, like, the socio-political economic context of environmental issues. And we have something here called Green Oaks, which is a 700-acre biological preserve, and I love it very much. We do an immersion term called Green Oaks. If anyone's interested about that, I can talk about it later. And I liked that it was really small. That was really awesome. I liked having a small class size. And like a lot of other people, I stayed because I love the community here. It's made me a very happy person.
Yeah, this is Autumn. And I just kind of agree with what both from Emily and what Brandon was just saying about the size. The size, for one, is definitely a determining factor for me. I came from a really small high school, and I really enjoyed that small setting, and so it was definitely a setting that I was looking for in college, and I found it at Knox. All my classes are small. Obviously, all my professors know who I am because they're just these small classes, And then beyond that, also like Emily said, I kind of found out about Knox through soccer as well, and that was another reason that I chose to come to Knox. And as everyone else has said, it's really the people that makes Knox special.
Yeah, I can sort of add in my thoughts in this question too. Everyone sort of talked a little bit about community at Knox, but that has been such a huge factor that made Knox feel like home from the moment I visited it as a prospective student. And that has really made my experience as beautiful and as impactful as it has been in terms of, you know, relationships with peers and also relationships with professors and staff. And that is something, the development of that kind of community has been so unique and just truly beautiful. And then on the flip side of that, I know for me as a prospective student, I was so impressed by how much Knox cared about experiential learning outside of the classroom and, you know, getting experiences and getting a degree outside of just sitting inside of a classroom, but also like experiencing things. And I think back to 4 years ago and how I was really excited to go out and do cool things like research and internships. And now sitting here 4 years later, I've done those things and I'm doing those things. And I think that is really beautiful and, you know, everything I wanted out of college. And so it shows to me that I always made the right decision, which is really cool. We're going to move on to another question really quickly. So moving to like academic choices, if y'all want to answer basically how you ended up choosing your majors or minors. I know that we've got some cool combinations of majors and minors going on in this panel tonight. So if y'all want to talk about that for a little bit.
I can go ahead. This is Emily, by the way, again. My major is biology, and I have minors in neuroscience and anthropology. I kind of always knew from high school that I wanted to do science, so, like, picking biology was, like, a pretty easy task. Neuroscience, you know, I just thought it was cool, so I took a bunch of classes, and then there was a minor. And then anthropology, I actually took a class my first year, because I got closed out of a class right away, and so anthropology was the only option that I had because I was a first year coming in right away, and so, like, classes were already picked for upperclassmen. But pretty much I just fell in love with it. The professors in the department are really, really smart, and they're there to encourage you to improve your writing and teach you more about the world around you, and I love learning about anthropology, and, like, you look at the world from so many different lenses.
Yeah, this is Autumn, and for me, I'm a secondary education and a biology major, and the secondary education part just means that I'm studying to be a high school teacher, and so I knew coming in that I wanted to study secondary education, but the way this education program works is if you're studying to be a high school teacher, you also have to major in a subject area, which is what the biology is for me, and for a while, I really wasn't sure what I wanted that subject area to be. I was kind of on the fence between a biology major or an English major, which, as you can imagine, are very, very different majors. And I ended up choosing the biology, but despite that I chose biology, like the English is still a part of my learning. I'm actually taking a poetry class next term. So, like, even though I chose the biology major, like, I still have these opportunities to take courses in other fields. Which really just made those decisions about majors easier. Like, just because you choose a major doesn't mean that's what you're going to study for the rest of your years. And I really appreciate that about Knox.
Awesome. Thanks, folks. I'm going to now sort of talk about ask about transitioning to Knox and kind of what that meant for those of you who came from a long ways away from Galesburg, and maybe also for individuals who live closer to Galesburg, and sort of what that transition looks like. But, you know, what that transition was like for you specifically as from your student experience.
This is Farron. I can take that. I came from Texas, from Houston, Texas. I was coming from a big city in the south, coming to a small town in the north. I was so unprepared for the weather. It was the way that we drove all my stuff up here, and that's how I got here. But aside from that, the transition really wasn't too bad. I learned the art of layering. It's something I'm proficient in now. And transition in itself, socially, I think is something that Knox makes very easy. So there are tons of events that they have planned that first week you're here for orientation week. Plus, we live in, like, suites. So that makes it really easy to get to know people. You, like, walk into college and you already kind of have a support system. You have a group of people, but they're facilitating you hanging out and relying on each other. And you have an RA and they're there as, like, someone for you to rely on. So I think Knox makes it, like, fairly smooth to transition here, regardless of where you're from.
Karen. Our next question is one from online that we have sort of already in, and it's basically asking about study abroad opportunities here at Knox. I know that at least a couple of you have studied abroad, so if whoever has studied abroad before, I want to talk about sort of how that process occurred and how their experience was.
I can start us off. So I haven't.
Karen, have you? Okay.
I haven't had a full full term study abroad experience yet, but sometimes at Knox, instead of calling like study abroad, we call it the off campus studying. And I had a experience with that so far through one of my courses through a Spanish healthcare education and social work course. I had the opportunity to travel to Oaxaca, Mexico over the winter break with a group of students and the teacher from my class. And while we were there, we were doing things like touring in hospitals, going to schools, helping out, doing some service. And so that's just a quick opportunity. That's not, like, it wasn't a full term, but nonetheless, it was still an opportunity to study off campus. And I thought I'd just talk about that a little bit before we hear from some of the longer term study abroads.
Yeah, it's kind of similar for me. I didn't do a study abroad program, unfortunately. It got same last year, so I'm a little sad that didn't happen, but you know, things happen the way that they should happen. But I was able to do an domestic like off-campus study thing. So during my freshman year, I actually got the opportunity to go out to an island out in Maine. It's called Shoals Marine Lab. And essentially, the class is about 2 weeks long. It's a week you're doing stuff from 6 a.m. until 10 p.m. at night. You're dissecting different animals. We dissected over 50 different marine vertebrates, anything from hagfish, these like weird worm-looking things, to doing necropsies on seals. It's just like a really cool opportunity that's like very short term. You learn a lot of things. You really get to live the life of a marine biologist. It's really neat, and it's just like a different kind of opportunity to study abroad. But about 50% of students at Knox do study abroad, and I think we're bringing that number back. I mean, it probably was lower last year, but we're bringing that number back up. I know a lot of people that went everywhere. My best friend went to Spain a couple years ago. Another friend of mine went to Dublin this last fall. So people go literally anywhere, and you can choose from the list of 150 plus pre-approved programs, but you can also like petition to go to a program that you find on your own.
I can just briefly jump in to talk about kind of the process, because I have not left yet, but I am approved to go to the Czech Republic, which I'm really excited about, to study history and culture and politics in Central Europe. And the study center, which is one of our Centers for Student Development in Alumni Hall. It's a really, really great team of people. Lindsay has been so, so helpful. I can email her all the time, anytime, with all my questions, and I have lots of them. And the support for getting the application content through was really, really smooth and good. And scholarship opportunities are really quite broad, and I've been hopping on to a lot of those. It's been really good and really well supported, which has been really encouraging. I was really intimidated by study abroad. But my advisor was like, no, you should try it. Just go talk to the Stelia Center. And they were really great. So I'm really excited to leave for that in the fall.
Thanks so much, folks. I just want a quick reminder, you can press *3 for asking questions. And we're actually, we've got a question here from Ellie Anderson in Lake Zurich, Illinois. Ellie, you're live, I think, if you'd like to ask your question.
Hi. So I was just wondering, like, how far away town is. If, like, you need to get something, like, how far away that is and how you guys like it. Like, do you do anything? Do you like anything in town?
Short answer is it is not far at all. Knox is really just a part of Galesburg. I do a lot of running, and I run all over Galesburg, which is really how I know it. I don't have a car, but it's easy enough to get around. It's a pretty small space, which I really like. Everything you need is right there, and the people are also familiar and welcoming, because we're like the college is really part of the town. There's not any separation, like any distance you have to go between those two places.
Yeah, even one of the campus buildings, Bell Hall, is like very close to where downtown is, downtown Galesburg. And so you're able to really like, you can actually just walk all the way down to downtown. And it takes like, I would say like 15 minutes, maybe less, if you're a fast walker. There are also various, Galesburg has its own transit system, several buses that run usually from the morning till 6 p.m. On weekdays and a different time during the weekends. But Knox students, if you show your ID on the bus, you actually get free fare to go on the bus ride. And one of the buses even goes to a Target that is a little bit northward of Galesburg. It's a little bit further, but the bus goes straight there, and there's a CVS there too. So it's good for like pharmacy stuff. It's good for shopping. And downtown is a walk away.
That's awesome, y'all. Quick reminder, remember to press *3 if y'all have any questions you'd like to ask us. But I think that, Sarah, I think that you're going to ask a poll question really quickly.
Yes, I do have a poll. Just to kind of mix things up a little bit, we've got a couple of poll questions this evening so that folks can sort of participate in the phone cast tonight and learn a little bit more about each other. So our first poll question this evening is about dining services, right? Because eating food is a big important part of going to college. So dining services at Knox cooks from scratch. They source as many ingredients locally as possible, and it helps them to meet the special dietary needs of students on campus. So I would like to know, what do you like to eat? What are you looking for as students? So you can press 1 if you're looking for vegetarian options, 2 if you're looking for vegan options, 3 if you would like gluten-free or other allergen-sensitive meals, press 4 if finding kosher, halal, or other faith-based meals is important to you, and press 5 if you will eat just about anything. So again, that's 1 for vegetarian options, 2 for vegan options, 3 for gluten-free options or allergen-sensitive meals, 4 for faith-based dining options, and 5 if you don't care and you will eat it if it's in front of you on a plate. So we'll come back with our poll results in a couple of minutes, but you can go ahead and dial those now. Dial *3 if you do have a question, and I'll send it back to you, Sophia.
Thanks, Sarah. I personally love the cast, so that's a great question. Our next caller with a question is Toshiro Gibson, calling from Sanbornville, New Hampshire. And Toshiro, you are live, so if you want to ask your question.
Hello. My question was just, how does Nox help you grow, just both academically and as a person, just through personality-wise, through just developing interests and such?
I have maybe an answer that's a little bit both academic and also like beyond academic, a little bit socially. I recently was a TA for a Spanish class. I had taken, it was a intro to Spanish interpreting class that I took last year, and that the professor asked me to be a teaching assistant for this past winter term. And that was a very different experience for me. It's not something I've had ever done before. And so it was a good opportunity for me to, for one, like grow my Spanish skills, which is very strictly academic. But then also I was working with the professor. I was meeting the students in the class. I was getting to know new people. And so that is like sort of the most recent experience that I could think of that really kind of pushed me in ways that I really wasn't expecting it to.
I can take this one too. This is Carlos speaking. There are so many opportunities at Knox for you to be able to lead as a student. So not only are you being challenged academically, and you are working in small classes with your professors to reach your fullest potential, but even outside of that, if you want to look for like employment, I'm working as a residence life, campus life office student worker this year, and I have a lot of opportunity to lead by creating and organizing events for the office and for working the front desk. Next year, I'm also planning to be a Spark mentor and an admission ambassador. And those are, you know, positions that allow students to really, you know, show their leadership skills. And you learn a lot of stuff as well being on the job. You learn a lot of opportunities to interact with students, to grow sort of leadership qualities that you think best fit your personality. It's all very personalized and uniquely based. You don't have to be a super extroverted person to be a student leader. And I think that's one of the greatest things about it is you could be extroverted, you could be introverted, you could be, you know, very concise or very extravagant. Either way, you are able to make an impact at Knox. And I think that really helps you grow as a person, is making sure that those opportunities are open for yourself and then taking them.
Yeah, I can also hop in as an extroverted student leader. super extroverted. This is Brandon. I'm an admissions ambassador right now, as well as a resident assistant and a red room tutor. So I certainly get around, run the gamut of student leadership positions. And all of them, they've been kind of growing me and pulling me in different ways, which has been really great because, you know, they kind of stretch different muscles in my leadership brain, per se. I especially really like no offense to admissions, but I love being a red room tutor. It's just so fun to, you know, do peer teaching, and it's also really pushing me as an ed major to, like, really think about, like, how do you teach, why do you teach, what are you doing, and who are you serving and why, and, like, that's been really interesting and important and has contributed really, really heavily to, you know, how I think about my major and then my career as a plan to be a high school teacher. You know, that's been a really big step for me, and I don't know if I would have done that at a school with some massive music department, because I'm a music department tutor. I think I would have maybe been a little too intimidated, but I know all the music faculty, and they were all like, you should do this, and so I hopped in, and I'm really enjoying it, and it's really pushing me.
We have another question from Natalia Manriquez from Cicero, Illinois. And Natalia, you are live.
Okay, hi. So I just had a question about how laundry works at Knox. I know that as freshmen, we are required to live in a suite. So I wanted to know, like, does each suite have, like, their own, like, laundry room, or is there, like, a specific, like, designated place at Knox for that?
Yeah, I can jump in on that one. This is Brandon again. I currently live in Campbell Elder, and we do not have laundry facilities in our basement, but most buildings do have laundry in the basement, washers and dryers. They're all free as of this year, which is actually very exciting. And in buildings where you don't have laundry, you're usually right next door to a building that does have laundry. So I walk about, I don't know, 20 yards to the door to Sherwin-Neifert, and I go into their basement, and that's where I do my laundry. And every building that I can think of is like that, where if it's not in your own basement, it's going to be in the building right next door. And yeah, it's pretty convenient. They're all, you know, they're all right there. It's kind of a, I don't want to say communal laundry, but yeah, they're not in each suite. They're usually in the basements of each building. So yeah.
Well, I have some poll results if nobody else has anything to say about laundry. Any other comments about laundry? No, it's important to do it.
I mean, I think it's really exciting. It's a really exciting topic, but I think Brandon really just nailed it. Like, you know, that's all there is.
I really appreciate that. I'm here to get the hard-hitting questions about the most fascinating things on campus. As important as laundry is, my neighbors, sometimes I could remind them about how important laundry is to our admitted students. They might do it more often.
And it's free. I think that is something that, like, not everybody knows, and, like, it's not free everywhere. So, I don't know. I think that that's kind of a cool thing, too. And it is so important. So, I'm so glad that you asked, Natalia. Good to hear from you. Okay, I've got some quick poll results for us. I was actually very surprised by our poll results this time around. 5% of folks were looking for vegetarian options. Nobody wants vegan options, who's on the call right now. 5% were looking for gluten-free or allergen-sensitive meals. No one on the call was looking for faith-based dining options. And 90% of you will eat anything. So I don't know if it's because it's dinner time or what, but it seems like we have a pretty hungry group of folks, which is excellent. Yeah, big shout out to that vegetarian. Great job. If it's okay with you, Sophia, I actually have a really good answer for our next question. Would you mind if I go ahead and take this one?
Please, yes.
Excellent. So, okay, Ashley, I am going to go ahead and take you live to ask your question.
Hi. My question is, do you guys do fly-in programs to visit the campus?
Excellent. Yes. Thank you so much, Ashley. Ashley's calling in from California, so that is really, really exciting. Far away, right? Quite a distance away. Yes, Knox does have some fly-in and train-in and drive-in and stay overnight in town options. You probably have an email about it if you're listening to this call, an email in your inbox and maybe a text message on your phone as well. Your admission counselor can help get you set up for that, right? So Knox will basically cover up to $500 of a plane ticket to get you to campus. We can also pay for a hotel for you to stay the night on campus. If you are not necessarily a flight away, we can help you with gasoline, or we can help you with a train ticket if that's more appropriate. But we want you to have a little paid vacation in Galesburg. So please let your admission counselor know that you're interested in that, and we can really play travel agent here to get you to campus. So yeah, with that, I am going to send it back to you, Sophia, and it does look like we have another question.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Okay. Our next question is coming from a caller in Valparaiso, Indiana. And I'm so sorry if I did not pronounce that correctly. But if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself and ask your question, we'd love to hear your question. So you're live right now.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Yabsaga. I'm calling from Ethiopia, and I had a question about what it's like to be an international student at Knox, and also what the scholarship situations are like.
I can speak a little bit to the scholarship piece of things, and then I don't know if any of our panelists this evening are international students, but we can make sure that we do connect you with a current international student. We certainly have students who come from outside the U.S. on our team here in the office. Excellent. Autumn, I'll let you take this in just a second. But I will say, in terms of financial aid and scholarship, usually Knox does cover a pretty significant portion of things. It kind of varies person to person. So your admission counselor is the best person to kind of have that conversation with one-on-one, just because, again, it is so unique for everyone. But yeah, Autumn, you said you've got some folks in your life who might be able to, excellent, Sophia, too. Go for it. I'm going to let you folks answer this question.
Yeah, I have two of my current roommates are international students. One of my roommates is from Canada, and the other one is from the Dominican Republic. And I know that, like, during orientation in the first few weeks when they were here, they spent a lot of time, like, kind of getting with like some orientation activities to get them like oriented and to also introduce them to other international students, which I think was a really valuable piece for them to get to know other people who are coming from far, far away places. And then beyond that, I know that like the departments are very supportive, very understanding. And I mean, they just want everybody to succeed. So they're ready to help anyone, especially international students in whatever ways that they need.
Yeah, and just to add on to Autumn's answer, that first week coming in as an international student, there is like an additional international student orientation called IPOP, and it is before our like all of the, when the entire class does new student orientation, NSO, so you've got like this additional few days leading up to this, like the new student orientation process to get accustomed to, you know, going through that transition of living in a completely different country, obviously, and forming community from the moment that you step onto Knox's campus. And typically, the leaders of IPOP are international students themselves, and so they do a really good job of, you know, providing students with the community and also perspective that students just coming to Galesburg need, and there's a lot of support there, a lot of, you know, workshops with, you know, getting your cell phone set up in the U.S., making sure that your bank and everything is all good. So there's a lot of support and networking that goes on there, which is really, really helpful. Okay, we're going to shift over to our next question, which is coming from Forest Park, Illinois. Adam, you are live and welcome to ask your question.
My question is, how is it to be a two-sport athlete there? Because I'm a two-sport athlete.
Yep, yeah, so I'm pretty sure it's just me here who does that. This is Autumn, and as mentioned, I play soccer for the women's soccer team, and I'm also on the track team. This is actually my first time ever doing track, and my first season on the track team. But both of my coaches are incredibly supportive of both sports. Like right now I'm in track season, just finished indoor track, and about to go to outdoor track. But my soccer coach, it's very understanding. Like, she recognizes, hey, track season is happening. Like, that's what's happening. So even though there are going to be some, like, practices and scrimmages for soccer, like, she understands that I need to be focusing on track. And then similarly, when fall comes, which is the main time for soccer season, my track coach also understands that, hey, now I'm focusing on soccer. It's definitely something to be a two-sport athlete, which I'm sure if you're already a two-sport athlete, you know. It's really important to be to manage your time well, to be studious, and to really manage, you know, you have a lot of expectations as a two-sport athlete. You have a lot of practice to go to, but it's definitely possible. And if you're already doing it now, like, it's definitely attainable. And it's really, really enjoyable. it's really rewarding to get to compete in different areas.
Thanks, Autumn. Okay, I think, Sarah, you have another poll for us.
I sure do. Well, and just a reminder, as always, please press *3. We would love to hear your questions. Hopefully these questions are helpful for you to hear the answers to. But if you press *3, you can ask us any question at all. It's not scary, I promise. So I do have another poll question. I know that tonight is just one way to connect with current Knox students, but I'm wondering if there are other experiences that might be helpful to you as you are making your college decision, right, making your final college decision. So tell me, what would be most helpful for you, right? So you're going to press 1 if meeting one-on-one with a professor might be most helpful for you, 2 if learning more about health, counseling, and academic resources on campus might be most helpful, 3 if talking with somebody about financial aid and paying for college would help you the most, 4, if you have had enough of us already, or no, I'm sorry, not quite yet, 4, if you want to talk more about paying for college, oh no, we talked about that, I'm sorry, I'm messing it all up, I'm sorry, let me go back, if you'd like to talk with more current students, press 1. If you'd like to meet one-on-one with a professor, press 2. If you'd like to learn more about health counseling and other academic resources on campus, press 3. If you'd like to talk to somebody from financial aid or you want to talk about paying for college, press 4. And if you're sick of us, you can press 5. You might all be sick of me after that. So just again, 1, if you want to connect with more current students, 2, to meet with a professor, 3, to learn more about counseling, health, and academic resources on campus, 4, to talk about paying for college, and 5, if you've got all the information that you need right now. So again, that's sort of our poll. *3, if you do have a question, we'd love to hear from you, and I'm going to throw it back to Sophia.
Thanks so much, Sarah. Okay, our next caller is coming from Seaford, Delaware. So, Gabe, you are live if you'd like to ask your question.
Hi, my question is about either co-op or apprenticeship through Knox and what kind of experience you know of that Knox has offered to students, whereas if they were, per se, in an engineering program or anywhere in the trades, would Knox offer apprenticeships at either firms or construction sites, or what would happen with that?
So I can jump in really quickly on this one, and then I know I don't know if any of our I don't know if any of our panelists tonight are specifically involved with engineering at Knox. For those of you who don't know, Knox has a 3-2 engineering program, which means that basically you would do 3 years at Knox and then 2 years at one of our partner institutions. So Knox partners with Washington University in St. Louis. We partner with University of Illinois, we partner with Rensselaer Polytech, and we partner with Columbia University. So those are all the institutions that we tend to send students to after Knox's engineering program. For the most part, if you're doing a 3-2 engineering program, you definitely will find some opportunities to do some internships and some on-the-ground type stuff with alumni, things like that. But most of the sort of like engineering side of things, most of the hands-on engineering side of things is going to be in that 2 program, right? So most folks tend, the WashU one I know tends to be pretty popular. They have a 3-2 option where you're doing basically 2 bachelor's degrees. You can also do a bachelor's degree and a master's degree, which is a 3-3 program, which is very cool and very exciting. And you know, it saves you a little bit of time. They also have a financial deal with that. And they also pair students with like internships, things like that. So in terms of like going out onto construction sites and things like that, for that specifically, I am going to probably have you connect with our engineering faculty advisor, because he might have some more specific examples of some recent students and what they've done. I certainly know that a lot of students, you know, with engineering, you can go a lot of different ways with it, right? You can go sort of you can go sort of like architectural engineering, you can go computer engineering, things like that, you can go biomedical engineering. And so folks have done things in like different fields, right, in different internship fields and stuff like that. So let me look into that, and I'm going to make sure that we get you a better answer than I just provided, but hopefully that was a little bit helpful. I am going to go ahead and read our poll results as long as I'm talking. And then I kind of want to know from our panelists, if you do have any particular experiences with either internships in general or the career center in general, right? Just sort of like kind of next steps, like who has helped you the most and sort of like thinking about those next steps moving forward. But before, while you're thinking of those answers, I will read out our poll results. So it sounds like about half of you were interested in learning more about counseling, health, and academic resources on campus. So about 46% of folks were interested in learning about those things. Next up, about 23% said meeting with a professor would be the most helpful. About 15% of you are totally sick of hearing from us, and that's okay. Hopefully this stuff is helpful. About 8% wanted to connect with more students, and another 8% wanted to talk more about paying for college. And just again, as an admission counselor here, I can certainly tell you, I often describe myself as kind of like the concierge to the college search process. What I mean by that is I can help connect you with these opportunities. Your admission counselor that you've been working with can connect you with these resources on campus, with faculty, and coming for a visit is a really great way to do that. We have an admitted student day coming up in the month of April. We would love to see as many people as possible there, and I know that you'd be able to get all of these connections and all of these questions asked there. So that's my plug. So back to our panel and back to Sophia very quickly. I guess my question is, what specific sort of like preparation for the next step have you sort of gotten at Knox? Where has that kind of come from for you, and what does that look like for you?
I can sort of talk about this. This is Sophia, which you probably are sick of hearing my voice. But I can talk about this from my experience a little bit. In terms of internships, one of the really cool things about Knox's relationship with Galesburg is that there are lots of opportunities for Knox students to work in Galesburg itself. And for me, that manifested itself in an internship at the state attorney's office right across the street from Galesburg. I was pre-law for about a year. I was interested in going to law school, and so I got one of my professors had connections with the state's attorney, and I was able to just start interning pretty much immediately as soon as I decided I was interested. And that, while I decided I did not want to go to law school anymore, it still provided a large insight into my career in what I hoped to be a career in public policy. And also, that internship transformed itself into an honors project for my senior year in the writing of a white paper policy, which is exactly what I want to do in my career. So, you know, that's an example of, you know, connections that Knox has that has led to internship. And then in general, in terms of like support from the Career Center, I've gone to the Career Center last minute multiple times in asking for help for a cover letter, for like a small like internship experience, or just resume help in general, and they are wonderful, super eager to help, and I've had nothing but encouragement and like real practical advice from them. So I am very thankful to them, and also they've just kind of in general made me feel like, oh, I am going to be doing something next year, even if I'm not totally sure what that is yet. Like, I have things that I'm applying for. They've put me in contact with specific people. Like, they're thinking about that for me, and I really, really appreciate that. If another panelist wants to answer, too, and provide their perspective, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'd actually love to talk about this. So I have changed my path a couple of times. I was, like, pre-med for a while. This is Emily, by the way. And I decided, like, about my sophomore year that I wanted to go to grad school instead and, like, end up working probably in academia. But, like, I've gotten help from many different places. I've gotten help through the Career Center and making my CV so I can apply to my grad schools. as well as apply to different research opportunities outside of that. I've also worked with the VOBA Center, which is a research / funding source on campus. So they, the main person there actually helped me write an essay for a scholarship that I applied for last year. Unfortunately, I didn't get it. But it's like a very competitive thing that she just like helped me with my writing, just pretty much just like improved me as a writer. I've also gotten a lot of support from faculty. So my professor is always there to like help me in the applications. He pretty much like walked me through all of my applications for, or essays for my applications for grad school. And so like, there's always people that are going to be in your corner is kind of my thought and, or my experience with it all. But yeah, and the Career Center is amazing. Like, if you want a job, you're going to get a job because they're going to make sure that you have people to talk to, people who are going to back you up, stuff like that.
That's awesome. Thank you, Emily. All right, so our last sort of question for everybody before we close out really quickly is if y'all have any kind of last-minute advice for folks making a college decision that you want to provide to our prospective students on the line.
I do. This is Autumn. So when I was doing the whole college process, I applied to a lot of schools, and it took me a long time to make a decision. And I think the biggest thing that I learned from that is that you might not necessarily be looking for like the perfect college. Like lots of people some people will go to a college campus and visit and have like an aha moment, like this is where I should be, like this is the college, and that's great. We love it if you have that moment, but a lot of people don't. I didn't, but there are a lot of places that can be a good fit for you, and Knox ended up being that place for me, and we hope that Knox can be that place for you too.
Yeah, this is Carlos speaking. I would say in order to make this decision, you really have to trust your instincts. Go over all the pros and cons of, you know, the schools that you're looking at. But in the end, you know, having those in-person experiences or doing these virtual events or virtual visits and getting a feel for what you're sort of looking at, what experience you're sort of drawn to. A combination of that, sort of looking at, you know, what is written down on the paper, what you're getting practically, but also making sure that, you know, this is a place you're going to be at for 4 years, or at, you know, however many years it takes. So make sure that the place that you choose is going to be the place you want to stay 4 years at, which happens to be Knox for me.
Awesome. Well, thank you to everyone again for calling in tonight and for sharing your thoughts and questions. If you still have a question and didn't get answered, stay on the line until the end of this call, and you'll be able to leave your question in a voicemail. A member of our admission team will be in touch in the coming days. We'll be sending out an email with a link to a recording of today's phone cast. You can listen again or share it with others in your family. You can key *8 now to receive a text with a list of events, virtual and in-person, that the admission office will be hosting this spring as well. As your college search comes to a close, you might have additional questions or concerns, so don't hesitate to contact your admission counselor in the Office of Admissions here at Knox. You can find their contact information on the Meet the Staff page on Knox's website. We are here to help you and to connect you with current students like me, faculty, and others on campus. We hope you were able to give you a help this evening. Knox is obviously a great fit for all of us, and we think it could be a great fit for you too. But we're here on your team no matter where you choose to attend. As you near the end of this process and make your decision, continue to learn about yourself, have fun, and remember that you've got this. It'll all work out. Best wishes and good night from Knox College in Galesburg.